Now to the front line in Iraq. A delegation of Sunni tribal leaders from Anbar province has just finished a round of talks with government leaders in Baghdad. These Sunnis have joined the fight against al-Qaeda, and now they're looking for more recognition and support from the Shiite-led Iraqi government. The sheikhs say they expect Prime Minister Maliki to appoint people they have nominated. Their idea is to replace other Sunni ministers who've been boycotting the government since July. We have more from NPR's Jamie Terabay in Baghdad.
The sheikhs held court in Baghdad's Mansour Hotel on the banks of the Tigris. The marble lobby echoed with the voices of tribesmen in robes of grey, brown and white. The Anbar tribes were once among the fiercest of the Sunni insurgents in Iraq. On this day, though, they're in the capital to talk peace. One by one, the Sunni sheikhs took the podium to address a dozen television cameras. They all said the same thing. Sunnis or Shiites, we are all Iraqis, and it's time for us to stand together for the sake of the country. Watching from one side of the room was Ali Hatem Suleiman, a prince of the Dulaim tribe, one of the largest in Iraq. He has angular features and the bearing of someone who knows the importance of his position, and he's unapologetic in demanding his due from those currently ruling Iraq.
The tribes from other areas have asked us to speak for them. By God, we don't want political power. We have more of that than the president, the prime minister, even the American president himself. We have a history. We've been sheikhs for more than 100 years.
But Ali Hatem does want those in power to change. The only Sunni Arabs in the cabinet resigned their posts in protest at Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki and his government. No longer the ruling elite, the Sunni political parties claimed the Shiite-led government was sectarian and stalling on implementing political changes that would help foster reconciliation between Sunnis and Shiites. Ali Hatem and the other sheikhs who make up Anbar Salvation Council say they have people who can replace those Sunnis who walked away from the government.
We want to represent ourselves in the government. We don't accept any politician who says he represents us. They have so far, and look at the consequences, 4 years of destruction, division, and sectarianism.
At a news conference over the weekend, Prime Minister Maliki said the tribes of Anbar deserved credit for challenging al-Qaeda in Iraq, and the state should now support them.
We're proud of them, and they deserve to take part in all the state offices. They have submitted a number of names, and we will definitely name some of those ministers from Anbar as well as from other provinces.
Maliki's been vocal in his criticism and exasperation with the Sunni cabinet ministers who left their posts and the myriad meetings he's had to try and coax them back. Last week, he presided over a ceremony in which nearly 500 prisoners, most of them Sunni, were released from U.S. military detention. A prisoner release has long been a key demand of Sunni political leaders, but it doesn't appear to have brought Maliki's government any concessions from the Sunnis, much to the Prime Minister's frustration.
To continue like this is impossible, because the minister's post cannot remain vacant. For example, I'm in charge now of the Ministry for Higher Education, but there needs to be someone dedicated full-time to this position.
The longer the current Sunni politicians stall, the better the chances for Anbar sheikhs and their supporters to gain greater political standing in Baghdad. The Anbar tribes have sent some of their spokesmen and some of their fighters to Sunni areas of the Iraqi capital to rally even more support. People like Sheikh Ali Hatem say right now, those most afraid of the tribes and their power and those with the most to lose are the Sunni politicians in Baghdad. Jamie Tarabay, NPR News, Baghdad.